Netflix teams with Steve Carell to mock Trump's Space Force. By Justin Caruso on January 16, 2019. A new Netflix series starring Steve Carell takes aim at President Trump's proposed Space Force initiative. According to Deadline, The Office star Steve Carell is reuniting with the Emmy-winning series developer/executive Greg Daniels for a new workplace comedy at Netflix, which takes on President Donald Trump's Space Force initiative. In the promotional video, Netflix teases the new Space Force series, saying, on June 18, 2018, the federal government announced the creation of a sixth major division of the United States Armed Forces. The goal of the new branch is to defend satellites from attack and perform other space-related tasks. Or something. This is the story of the men and women who have to figure it out. President Trump has repeatedly touted his plans to create a United States Space Force as a separate branch of the U.S. Armed Forces overseeing American national security interests in outer space. It is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space, Trump said in August. Carell recently starred in Vice, a movie that many conservatives criticized for its unfair and inaccurate portrayal of Dick Cheney and his role in the George W. Bush presidency. However, Carell has also spoken about the culture of political correctness in Hollywood. In an interview published in October, he said that The Office might be impossible to make now given the ever-changing taboos of the social justice crowd. It might be impossible to do that show today and have people accept it the way it was accepted 10 years ago. The climate's different. I mean, the whole idea of that character, Michael Scott, so much of it was predicated on inappropriate behavior. I mean, he's certainly not a model boss. A lot of what is depicted on that show is completely wrong-minded, the 56-year-old told Esquire. The beautiful boy actor continued, "That's the point, you know? But I just don't know how that would fly now. There's a very high awareness of offensive things today, which is good, for sure. But at the same time, when you take a character like that too literally, it doesn't really work."